God's promise shines bright in the night as magi follow a star to honor a new king. Strangers from a faraway land, they welcome the long-awaited Messiah of Israel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 1.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring word to me so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of our Lord. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I don't know about you, but for the last few days I've been trying to put my Christmas decorations away and to get my apartment back to, I guess, what it's supposed to be, so to speak. The ornaments have been taken down and packed up. The tree is back in its box. The Christmas village pieces are safely packed away and the lights are wound up and put away with hopes that they won't somehow become a big knot before next year. But as I was doing all this, I started to put away my nativity scene, and I began to think about the characters. There's Mary and Joseph, and I wondered if they even knew what hit them. This experience of angel messages being thrown into the middle of God's salvation plan, giving birth to the Son of God. Then there was the shepherds with their sheep, men who were awakened by the angels and sent to see the Christ child. Men who were just going about their everyday lives until God burst onto the scene. And finally, I got to the wise men and their gifts, and I really began wondering who these men were. And I wondered if we ever even give them much of a second thought other than those gifts that they bring. Do we wonder why they traveled the distance they traveled? All because of a star. So like I told the kids, today we celebrate Epiphany. Epiphany was actually yesterday, but because it was so close to a Sunday, we chose to use that today because we don't often get to celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. It marks the conclusion of our Christmas season, but it's not an ending. It's a beginning. You see, we hear the story of the wise men from the east who travel this great distance following a star just to find the king of the Jews, the Messiah. But I do think we have this tendency to just gloss right over these guys. It might be because we don't often get to celebrate Epiphany here in worship. But for some reason, and maybe it is because we're celebrating Epiphany, I thought about them a little more deeply this week, and I wondered about their motivation, their experience, and more. So here are my thoughts. First thought that I thought about was that these wise men had been studying for quite some time. They didn't just go out one day and look into the sky and see a star and take off for this journey. They knew their history. They had an understanding of more than just their own religion because they weren't Jewish. They more than likely practiced this religion called Zoroastrianism, which was a precursor to modern-day Islam. And their study wasn't just in writings and scrolls. They studied their surrounding, the world around them. And because of that study and being keen observers, they recognized the sign when it appeared. They knew that it was something special. Second, when they saw the star and they started putting the pieces together, they were willing to take that extra step to travel to confirm what they had suspected was happening. They took a huge risk. I mean, can you imagine if they traveled, and this wasn't just a couple day journey, if they traveled all this way and then they were wrong? They embarked on this journey with this general idea of what they were searching for. And then in Jerusalem, they asked for further direction from Herod and the scribes. Might have not been the best idea, but they got the information they needed. Because the scribes identified for them this prophecy from Micah that said that it was Bethlehem where the Messiah was supposed to be born. And that was just a couple miles from Jerusalem. The scribes, even though they knew this and had heard from the wise men, were not willing to go and check it out. They were unable to translate what they had studied for years and put that into action. It was these outsiders, these people that weren't even Jewish, these wise men who were able to put the pieces together. And next, the wise men left Jerusalem and went to the house in Bethlehem. And yes, it was a house, because if you remember, it was probably several months, if not up to about 2 years, after Jesus was born, before they arrived in Bethlehem. They arrived at the house with their gifts, and they received confirmation of what they had predicted. They saw Mary and the child. And what did they do? Well, they gave their gifts, and they responded with all the gratitude they could muster, and they bowed down and worshiped the child. They were believers, even though they were outsiders. They were Gentiles. They were from the East, people who practiced a completely different religion. And finally, after experiencing all of that, they were still open to further visions and insight. King Herod had asked them to come back and tell them where the baby was because he wanted to go worship him. We all know that that's not true. And thankfully, the wise men were given a vision and a dream to go home a different way. And that's what they did. So those are my thoughts, and you might be wondering, well, that's nice, but what does that have to do with us? Well, you see, Epiphany is all about revelation. It's all about the light of Christ being revealed among us, the light of Christ being revealed to all people. That revelation was not just a one-time thing that happened many, many years ago. Christ is revealed to each of us every day, and we're given that light to share with others. You see, Epiphany is this promise that God is here among us, even if we don't notice the signs. We talk about a lot about looking for God or Jesus in our world, but how can we get better at that? How can the example of the wise men help us to see God's revelation in our world? Well, if we think about back to my thoughts, first we need to study and learn, right? We come to worship and we learn here because the more we know about our faith and God, the more we're able to see the signs of God among us. Opening our eyes to the revelation of God begins with the study of God's Word. But study isn't all about just the Word of God. We also need to be attentive to what's going on in the world around us and not making assumptions based on what we think we know. You see, those wise men studied a great deal, but they also watched for the signs in their world. The scribes, however, those religious leaders, were not attentive to the world around them, and their study led them nowhere. So you see, there are times when our study of God's Word will line up with something in our world. And it's in those moments that we need to investigate, to move and really see God just as the wise men did. And finally, it's always, always good to seek guidance. The wise men didn't necessarily make the right choice in that department, but they recognized that and didn't return to Herod. But we don't learn about God and look for God in a vacuum. We are doing this thing, this faith journey together. This journey is not always clear or straightforward, and it's an ongoing process. And it's a blessing to be able to study and learn together, to seek guidance from one another as we walk this journey of faith. So yes, today we do celebrate Epiphany, God's revelation among us, and remembering that it is, yes, the end of the Christmas season, but it is the beginning, because God is daily revealed to us. And we're being called each and every day to share God's love and light with those around us. Maybe Epiphany is something we can live out every day of our lives, learning about God, opening our eyes to the signs of God in our world, and also to the needs of the people around us, asking for help and guidance when we need it, supporting one another as we walk this journey of faith, and sharing that light that we've been given to everyone, insiders and outsiders, those like us and those different from us. God's love has been revealed to all people through the birth of Christ, and we give thanks for that. And may we walk each day in God's light, looking for those signs of God among us and sharing that with others. Amen.